SBS Radio.
Armenian Film Festival Australia is only a few weeks away, and several overseas guests will be present at the opening gala night. Two of the special guests are Sevo Hanyan and Natalie Kasabian. Natalie and Sevo, welcome to SBS Armenian.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Sevo and Natalie, a bit about you. You live in LA. Were you born there, educated in LA?
Okay, this is Sevo. I'll start first. I was born in Germany, because my parents were born in Iran as Iranian Armenians, and they immigrated away from Iran right after the revolution. They had me in Germany, and then 4 months later, we all moved to LA, in Los Angeles, in America, and that's where I grew up.
And for me, I was born in LA and primarily raised here, but my mother was born in Australia, in Sydney, actually, so I'm very excited to be coming down to the festival. And my dad grew up there. So basically my whole big fat Armenian family, as they say, is still in Sydney. So growing up, I used to come down quite often and spent my summers and Christmases in Sydney. So it's kind of like a second home for me. So this is truly really special for me. I'm very excited.
How long you haven't been here?
It has been 5 years since I've been to Sydney. The last time was when I was in college, right before I graduated college. And I've been working ever since and haven't had a chance. But it's going to be a very good trip.
When you became interested in producing movies?
I'll start first. So for me, it was because when I was much younger, when I was in college, I started making little YouTube videos about my Armenian family, kind of poking fun, having fun with it. It was in Armenian, and I was shooting it on my dad's home video camera. And basically, the little videos I put on YouTube, this is in 2007, they became really popular around the world by all sorts of different Armenian audiences. And I don't know if you're familiar with them, but I know a lot of people all over the world that are Armenian have all seen these videos. And the success of those videos, just the fact that complete strangers are watching them and sharing them. And I made a feature film that, you know, I paid for myself and screened it, and I sold DVDs and I sold tickets, and it did really well. The fact that the Armenian worldwide community helped support me at such a young and early age is really what empowered me to want to pursue this kind of career, because it's not a very typical career, especially for people that come from our culture, obviously. And I will say, when I was in Australia, I've only been to Sydney one time in my life, 3 years ago. I was with my sister, Ramela, who is an actor in my Armenian movie from 10 years ago. And I remember we were at a barahan, we were at a banquet hall on New Year's Eve, and a bunch of random Armenian, you know, people in their 20s recognized Ramela and came up and said hi to her, because they had seen the video 10 years ago. So it all comes full circle. The reason I became a producer is because I did a little tiny video that Armenians around the world supported and gave me the confidence I needed to really pursue it as a real career. Natalie, what about you?
So for me, I was basically a little nerd growing up and was really obsessed with making movies. I used to use my baby sister as an actor. I used to use my mom's lipsticks and make little animated movies, really anything I could get my hands on. And then I told my dad, who's a doctor, and my mom, who's a therapist, very science-based people, one day that I wanted to be in the film industry. And my dad said, you know, we'll support you. The only catch is that right after college, you have to land the job. And if you can't hold the job down in this industry, then you have to, you know, change paths and course correct. So I went to film school. I went to USC here in LA. And the very day I graduated, I actually got a call from my supervisor at my internship from that semester. And he said, well, I guess you're graduating now, so I guess I have to hire you as a full-time employee now. And so I landed that first job and basically have been working ever since. And I think my parents are proud and don't want me to change careers now.
I know your parents are proud, Natalie.
What exactly a producer does, or an executive producer? I thought he financially produced the film, but there's more to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I think aside maybe from Sev's Armenian movie, we've actually never financed a movie ourselves. But we're the type of producers where, let's say you have a script and you want to get it made. Basically, someone sends it to us and says, let's go find the money for this. Let's come up with a budget. Let's cast actors. let's find locations and let's do this thing. And our job is to basically say, okay, and make it happen. And that's truly not an oversimplification. As a producer, we're really involved in every aspect of the project. And really our job is to see it through from beginning to end and have a bird's eye view of the whole project. Whereas like a director or an actor, you know, comes in and they're a bit more specific. We're really there to nurture the project from a more macro level, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole project starts from a script?
Yeah, I mean, well, you could say an idea. Sometimes Sev and I have both been on projects where with Searching, it was actually like that. They approached us with not even an idea, but they approached Sevok originally and said, we want to tell a story that takes place on a computer screen. No normal, you know, locations. Everything will be done through a camera, and the whole movie will unfold on screen. Do you have an idea for that? And that's when Sevok reached out to Anish, who's the director and the co-writer of the film, who was working at Google at the time and making tech-based kind of commercials. And basically, the company commissioned Sev and Anish and challenged them with, can you come up with an idea? And so that's how Searching started. It really was a company saying, we want to see a movie that takes place on computer screens. Can you guys come in and pitch us an idea? And that's exactly what Sev and Anish did.
Mm-hmm.
So Searching will be screened in Sydney on Sunday, September the 8th, and afterwards there will be a Q&A session. So what type of questions you get asked after the premiere of the movie?
I mean, a lot of people just start by saying one word question, which is how? Because the movie is so unusual. You know, the entire film takes place entirely on computer screens. It's a thriller about a father trying to find his missing daughter. And the way he goes about trying to find her is by breaking into her laptop and trying to find clues. But of course, every time he clicks on something, he learns things about his daughter that he never, ever imagined. So the way we presented the movie is everything is happening on a computer screen. Every time a character's talking or you're seeing them, it's because there's a video of them playing or they're on a FaceTime conversation or a Skype call. And people, when they see the movie, their first instinct is often to just wonder how we even pulled it off. So it's always a lot of fun with sharing the real story about how we made the movie, and it always catches people by surprise. I think people are also always really delighted when they find out how little of a budget this movie had. You know, we made it on very little money.
And actually at the Sundance Film Festival in Utah, where we premiered the film, that was actually one of the most frequently asked questions was, what was the budget? And at the time, we didn't want to share because we were in the middle of negotiations and selling the film. But it's pretty insane, actually. We made the movie for under $1 million. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen the movie yourself, Vaya, but hopefully you'll see it when we come down. Like, without spoiling anything, there's car chases, there's action set pieces. We see a little girl, you know, grow up in front of our eyes. There's a lot of really cinematic things that you would normally see in, like, a big-budget Hollywood action movie. And I think that's one of the things Sevok and I are most proud of, is that we were able to pull off what feels like a high-budget action thrilling film with very little resources, in all honesty, but with a lot of hardworking and smart, talented people.
Is Searching for a younger audience, social media savvy, always on their mobile devices, on social media, or losing a child is more universal?
It's universal. It's truly a story for families, for people who are younger, for parents who are, you know, who are parents of kids who are always on their screens. I mean, you know, we're really lucky with this film because it, you know, it found an audience. You know, it made, and Natalie mentioned, we made the movie for under $1 million and it made $75 million worldwide, which is honestly, like, we were so lucky that people from so many different countries were drawn to this tiny film. And I think it was a testament to the fact that it really is a story about kids because it's about their lives. But at the same time, it's a story about parents because it's about a parent's worst nightmare.
And one of the most interesting things when the film was released and we were, you know, out here promoting it and going to screenings and talking to people who had just seen the film was looking at the difference between how an older demographic reacted to it versus teenagers. And basically everyone walks away with similar things, but also different things. I think parents looked at it from a standpoint of, wow, it's really interesting how much is going on behind the scenes with our kids that we don't know about. And I think the younger audience maybe looked at it as, wow, we should be a little bit more sympathetic to the fact that our parents maybe don't speak the same language as us, or at least speak it as fluently as we do. And I at least found that really, really interesting and profound that people were able to watch it but take such different things away from it in terms of meaning.
Have you participated at Armenian film festivals in U.S. or Armenia?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Natalie was last year's Rising Star Award recipient at the 2018 ARPA International Armenian Film Festival here in Los Angeles.
And Sevak is actually a fellow recipient of that same award, and they also screened, and they screened My
Big Family. Yeah, my first ever movie, My Big Family Family, was screened at this Armenian Film Festival here in L.A. And I think at the time, the Pomegranate Film Festival in Toronto had also reached out. Basically, I think all of the Armenian film festivals have reached out, including, obviously, the New Sydney one, except for maybe the Golden Apricot one in Yerevan, which is something that, you know, still keeps me up at night every night. But eventually, we will get into that festival, too.
We'll get there, too, hopefully.
So after,
of course, we have a lot of love for Armenian. For any time we can help, anytime there's an intersection of our Armenian culture and the film industry, we always want to be a part of it, because that's truly our lives.
After Sydney, have you planned to go to other film festivals?
I don't think there's any other film festivals for searching coming up that we have planned, unless I'm forgetting. But we did go to a bunch actually last year, right around the time of the release. We traveled both internationally and domestically. We went to Hong Kong with the film. Seven Niche went to Spain. And we really got to take it to different places for festival reasons and others. But we love film festivals and definitely hope to be back with other films in the future.
Yeah, and I will say that, you know, our movie premiered in theaters worldwide a year ago. And we really wanted to show the movie at Sydney last September, but because the movie had come out in August, Sony, our distributor, did not allow it. And in general, Sony does not allow, because the movie now exists on DVD and home media, they also don't allow us to screen at festivals, but they knew how important it was to me and Natalie that they allowed us as a one-time exception to screen it at Sydney, even though the movie's been out for so long. And, you know, we just announced that we're going to be making a sequel to Searching. Searching Part 2, we just announced a couple of days ago. So that's something we're excited about. And hopefully in the future, that can also come back to Sydney.
So, and what genre of subjects you like to work on and make movies?
I mean, honestly, the truth is a little bit of everything. For me, at least personally, that's one of the exciting things about being a producer, is that we don't really get pigeonholed into one genre necessarily, whereas I think sometimes in other parts of the industry, it's easy to be known as, oh, you're the person that does horror films or, you know, comedies or whatnot. So I've done a little bit of everything. I've done comedies. Our next movie that Steve and I are currently in post-production on is another thriller. Our next movie after that is going to be a heist movie that's going to have an Armenian character, which we're very, very, very excited for. So we try to do a little bit of everything is the truth. But I will say thrillers have a very special place in my heart. They're very fun to make, and Searching has kind of been our breakout film. So I think it'll always have special affection for me.
These days, people have short attention span, are constantly distracted on their mobile devices. How to grasp their attention with a script?
That's a very good question. I'm going to let the writer in the room answer that.
I mean, I'm a big fan of stories that are always getting more complicated. You know, let's try a riddle, okay? So, like, here, I'm going to give you two stories, okay? Story number one, Sevak and Natalie get on a radio interview. And then when they're done, they decide to go to the store. And then at the store, they buy some groceries, and then they go to Sevak's place, and then they make dinner, and then they eat their food, and they're happy, okay? So then let's do story number two. Sevak and Natalie do a radio interview, but then they get a phone call interrupting them, telling them that there's been an emergency. Therefore, they race across town to the hospital, but when they get to the hospital, everything is empty and no one is there. Therefore, they call the police, but no one answers. And then, you know, so my point is, like, both of those stories are about two people starting doing a radio interview. The difference is, in the first story, we're just kind of seeing a sequence of events unfold. It's an and-then kind of sequence of events. But the second story has a lot of but-thens. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And to us, like, our secret to writing movies that get interesting and people want to keep reading and want to help make it into an actual movie, or they want to go pay tickets or money to buy tickets, the key for us is that those two words, but then. If you can tell a story about a person that has a meaning and a tone and a style and something to say about the world we live in, all you got to do is make sure there's plenty of conflict, because conflict is exactly what people want to watch in their entertainment.
When are you the most productive? When you get most inspired, do you work in a quiet environment? You need quiet time to write, or background noise gets your creative juices flowing?
I mean, that's a good question. I know Natalie is the kind of person that likes to have music playing.
Yeah, I like music. I can't work in total silence. I like a little bit of background noise just as a producer. And also as a producer, I'm used to working in sometimes noisy and cramped spaces. So as long as I have my laptop, I can work pretty much anywhere. But Seb, what about you as a writer?
I don't know. I mean, for me, like, I don't write alone. I have a writing partner named Anish Shaganti. He also directed Searching. And I tend to only really do good writing when I'm with somebody else, because I need somebody to argue with. I need somebody to fight with. For me, like, because I love the writing collaborative process, like, it's not so much that we're writing the script together. It's almost like we're writing the script against each other, and, like, the best idea wins. So for me, like, it's not about music. It's not about quiet. It's about having someone else who's a dedicated, creative individual that we can make every debate possible to land at the best idea.
Have you and Natalie worked together before on producing movies, before Searching?
Yeah, actually, we had. I had done how many movies with you? I'm trying to think.
I think two? Two or three.
I think Searching was our third movie together. I like to joke that we do one movie together, one movie apart, because Savak and I are also engaged and in relationships, so we try to keep that work-life balance, if there's such a thing in this industry. But yeah, it was our third movie together, and we just did another one as well called Run, that'll be in theaters next year.
Natalie, Join the Club was your first short movie?
Yep, yeah, that's correct. That was my first short film as a producer.
I'm curious, where it was shot?
Fun fact, actually, that short film was shot in my mom's therapy office. The short film itself takes place in a therapist's office, and it was a very low budget, basically no budget short film. And when I read the script, the first thing I did was call my mom and say, do you think there's any way your building manager would let me come in with a film crew and shoot on a weekend? And they said yes. So we got to use that space for free, which was really, really nice.
Because I felt home, and, you know, with a couch covered with a blanket and pillows with oriental hand-woven motifs.
Yeah, no, totally. It looks homey. I mean, we probably could have done it in a house, but I don't think my mom would have been okay with that, with a bunch of crew in our house.
So you're getting ready for your trip to Sydney?
We are, yeah, getting ready for that. And then Savak, after Sydney, will be heading to Cleveland for another movie.
Mm-hmm. And city in America, in Ohio.
In Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio. And I'll be heading to Canada for a couple weeks to do some more shooting for our film Run. So we're gearing up for a lot of travel, but counting down to Sydney, most definitely. Very excited. Yeah, we're genuinely just really, really excited. I mean, Sydney is such a sentimental place for me, because all my childhood memories of playing with my cousins, like my grandma's, and, you know, just family, are all those childhood memories for me are wrapped up in Sydney. So I'm truly very, very, very excited, and I hope we get to come back with our next movie that has an Armenian lead. We can't say much else because we haven't done too much work on it yet, but hopefully we can come back with that film and also Searching, too, in a couple of years when it's done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Natalie and Sev, thank you for the interview. Thank you for your time, and we're looking forward to seeing you here in Australia.
We're so excited. We can't wait to be there.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.